when what we're really talking about is an aide to a politician printing things out for her boss and unfortunately being married to a creep. If that now becomes the basis to cast a broad, sweeping aspersion on somebody who could yet be president of the United States, politics right. only goes downhill from there, Steve. Is that the kind of politics you want to be a part of?
Well, look, I think we do have to be careful. We don't know that a crime was committed, I suspect, but we don't know that. But when you say, by the way, this is something mundane, when you say it's mundane, let me tell you someone who doesn't agree. It's not from me. It's not from the Trump camp. Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame, someone who knows quite a bit about political scandal, Carl Bernstein said this is, quote, a bombshell. He said it is unthinkable that the director of the FBI would take this action lightly. So he believes it's a bombshell. I think most of the American public understands
that this is a bombshell, and it is yet more
evidence that Hillary Clinton is disqualified from serving as our commander-in-chief.
I think it's my turn.
April, please.
Yeah.
Your witness.
All right, here, the bottom line. Now, the FBI is supposed to be doing this secretively and going about their business instead of coming within an 11-day period to possibly change the election. That was wrong. That is going against procedure. And let's go back to something that James Comey said in July when he did say he was not going to charge Hillary Clinton. We have to remember that he said out of his own mouth that he would not charge Hillary Clinton. He also said, when you talk about this national security issue, he said that she, whatever she did, even though it was careless, he said she did not do anything malicious against this country or to aid other countries. So we have to remember that as well when you try to bring in the issue of national security. So what is this really? The fact that they have a server, a private server, a former president, and a former secretary of state. They can't use AOL. They can't use Google. They can't use the typical thing. It's not about the server. It's just about the fact of what could possibly have been in these emails. So am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, that is actually, I'm sorry, we are running out of time. I got to give Joe Connison one more bite at this apple. Joe.
Well, first of all, Mr. Cortez is speaking for a campaign whose manager had to leave because of connections to a foreign power. So if we're going to talk about national security, we could start there. And that is currently under investigation by the FBI, as everyone knows.
He was running your campaign, and there are additional aides to Donald Trump.
He cannot jeopardize the national security of the United States. He has no power to
jeopardize the national
security. Anyway,
we gotta go. We're gonna have everybody back. I'm sure this is gonna be ongoing, so we're gonna have everybody come back. Thank you very much, Joe Connison, Kurt Eichenwald, April Ryan, Steve Cortez.